Hey, hey, guess what, guys? We are back in Black or Naked. You know, podcast naked, that's our thing. I'm Jen.
I'm Jerry.
Hey, it's Janine.
I got my sister here with me, and we are going to be doing our show tonight on Jeremy Renner, one of the most beautiful MCU cast stars.
Oh, my God. With an arrow.
With an arrow. Oh, yeah. Makes you wonder where the arrow goes.
Oh, no. I know where that arrow goes. Right into my heart.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Like Cupid's arrow is what we're talking about.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see Cupid's arrow. Anyway.
Totally.
All right. So, guys, we all know that Jeremy Renner had his accident on January 1st, 2023. He was trying to help his nephew. Mm-hmm. And ended up getting basically mauled by a snowplow for it.
It's not funny. I'm sorry. I don't live. Sorry. It's not. That's just all right.
All right. You know, you can get mauled by a snowplow. It's not as bad as getting mauled by a pit bull or, you know, by a chihuahua for that matter.
Have you seen that? I think the snowplow was a little worse than a.
Yeah. It really was. It was horrible. He broke 30 bones.
Mm-hmm.
Spent over 6 months recovering. But he is now actually back and doing appearances again.
Thank God.
So, Janine, the first time you saw Jeremy Renner, what was it?
It was Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. So the MCU.
MCU. But I did love him in Jason Bourne.
Yes.
So I would really like to see more of that. Hawkeye is very limiting for him. I want to see him branch out. So
agreed. But it is a very narrow kind of feel.
Well, it is, but Disney kind of has their graps in him, so he's kind of stuck in this Hawkeye role. Want to see him really go towards that anti-hero kind of...
Right. Kind of like the Loki-ish kind of feel.
Kind of. Loki-ish, sure.
Did you watch the Hawkeye series?
Yes.
Oh,
I have to say I watched like the first two episodes. So
I thought it was awesome. I just loved I love the vibe he put out.
I got distracted by the Obi-Wan series.
Oh, okay. Honest. All right. Well, okay, that's legit.
Oh, it's totally freaking legit. Are you kidding? Oh, give me some Ewan McGregor any day.
You know, and I love hearing this talk because these are guys that are literally my age.
Yeah.
You know, these are children of the 70s.
Honey, my sister is legitimately your age.
Yeah.
But they look so freaking good. And they're so active.
And I love Jeremy Renner. I mean, he was one of the cutest guys on the MCU.
With no powers, let's be honest.
Right. I mean, he's got an exceptional vision.
Thank
and
God
that's
for
it.
Stan Lee, because Stan Lee made him into who he is.
And Stan Lee, oh my God. Amazing.
But Hawkeye himself as a character is a little far-fetched compared to Thor, the God of Thunder.
Right.
But
although I do have a really good picture of Thor's ass.
Oh my God. Yeah, in my bedroom. Thor would be amazing. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth? Come on, babe.
I'm sorry. Chris Hemsworth, Ewan Hemsworth, what's the other one?
We'll make a list. It's okay.
But yeah, I'll have to show you the picture of Chris's ass. I said he's rock hard everywhere else, but he's got this cute little pillow.
I don't even care.
Actually, somebody compared the ass cheeks that he showed in Thor to being chiseled enough to be able to sharpen your knives like the old knife sharpeners.
Now, as one who actually uses the whetstones to sharpen my knives, I'd agree.
I have to say, though, my husband really loves the shot of Thor, you know, when he was really beer-bellied and really...
Oh, yeah, the dad bod Thor.
Vance is like, yeah, you know.
Well, that's because Vance resembles the dad bod Thor.
I'm Thor, that's it.
Well, yeah, he Thor, that's because he didn't use fucking powder.
He Thor, he's so sad.
Wow, yeah.
All right, so Janine, what do you know about Jeremy Renner's accident? He was hit by a snowplow. He was trying to help his nephew who had gotten bogged down in Lake Tahoe.
Well, it was completely one of those situations where if he hadn't have acted as he did, his nephew would have died.
Right.
So it was a completely selfless act and incredibly just a beautiful thing. And I'm so sad that he got hurt as bad as he did. He really did a lot of good, and I don't know that he gets enough credit for
what
he did.
Well, he's one of the few. I mean, and I want to say one of the few, but apparently Disney and MCU have picked up quite a lot of these guys. Robert Downey Jr., Jeremy Renner, several of the other stars are big into the whole selfless act of, you know, giving back.
Well, you never know if that's real or when you put it to the test.
Correct.
I mean, that
Jeremy Renner proved it.
It wasn't something that was advertised. He just did it to save this kid's life, and you know, you never know if anybody else in that situation would have done the same thing.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. And I've always loved Jeremy Renner. I thought he was very underrated as an actor throughout the Marvel series. And yet, Hawkeye is extremely limiting, but
he did well with the character.
Yes.
He did well with the character. So you can't fault him for that.
But his acting abilities were not near...
I think his acting abilities were fantastic for the character.
Well, no, I'm just saying they were not near pushed to any kind of limits. It was just like, okay, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Right.
But if you look at the Disney lineup in regards to Disney Plus, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of Hawkeye footage that
yes.
you can get. And he does really well with that.
And he does a lot of really good things with, like, his ad-lib
but
and walk-on roles.
Push him outside of that, like the Jason Bourne series. He did extremely well picking up on that. He could do really well in anything like that. Pushing him out of the Marvel Universe might be a good thing.
I think you're right. Sebastian Stan is another that the first time I saw him is when he was Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him as Bucky, never saw him as anything else. Then I watched the Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson mm-hmm. series. There's also a movie on Netflix called Fresh. F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. Guys, you want to be terrified, you want to be disgusted and oddly turned on at the same time? Watch Fresh.
Yeah.
He abducts women and is selling their flesh to cannibals.
Well, there you go.
He is a doctor who knows how to take the skin and the muscle off without totally damaging, and he doesn't kill these women until they lose their minds.
Well, I'm thinking that that's a really good profit margin.
Well, yeah. But yeah, so I could see Jeremy Renner stepping outside of those MCU.
I
want to
see
guidelines.
Him more of his hero, not as a villain, but you could definitely see that.
I'd love to see more of his caring side.
No, show me some buff stuff. No, I don't care about the caring side so much.
Well, the thing about it is you know, he does what he does as Hawkeye because pretty much he's told to do it.
That's because he's paid, yeah.
Yeah. So I would like to see him more as the hero rather than the, I'm just here.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, the first time I saw him, there was a great movie called The Hurt Locker.
Yes.
And that was really kind of his breakout role, if you will. And he did kind of, I mean, a military, you know, man mm-hmm. of action type. But he had some depth there, but it is kind of hard to kind of break him out of, you know, the stern, stoic, anti-hero type.
That's what's going to happen with, and that's why Marvel is expanding their universe the way they are, is because a lot of their characters, they can't get past that initial portrayal.
Right.
And they get locked into that one initial role, and
so I'm kind of anti-Marvel and plus Marvel at the same time because I don't like the Marvel universe the way it's going. It's counteracting everything that we grew up with.
Right.
But it does make sense.
Oh. Yes, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, well, see, yes. My sister, more than me, was into the comic book side of the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. You know, she's the one who introduced me to a lot of my favorite Marvel heroes, anti-heroes, and villains.
This is an important show.
Yes.
But if you look at what Disney Plus is doing with the Marvel Universe, the Marvels, for example,
right.
They've got two different series on the Marvels, and then they make this huge movie out of the Marvels, which combines Captain Marvel with these two characters, which are really good characters, but it's not what you would anticipate. But that's how Marvel is being able to kill off, let's say, Iron Man.
Right.
And bring him back in a different universe. Or kill off Spider-Man and bring him off in a different universe. And be able to take any of their characters and play them off in a completely different way. It's very frustrating, but it's very exciting, but frustrating. It's beyond the imagination of what we had put out in, let's say, 1980 or 1990. It's really crazy.
Yeah, you know, I remember Captain Marvel when I was into comics hard in, like, the 80s and going into the 90s. It was Monica Rambeau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was Captain Marvel. You know, she had the white and black outfit.
Right.
What they've done with her recently, I mean, I love what... what's her name? Brie Larson done, and that's great, but it doesn't feel like...
They're incorporating too much into this Marvel Galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
And they're trying to rewrite everything that they've done to be able to create all of these additional opportunities with their marketing. And
well, what I think they should do is allow the movies to progress like the comics and interweave them that multiverse.
They've done it too much to this point, though. They don't have a future if they do that.
Right.
They have to.
And they're oversaturating it.
Yes.
I mean, we're coming out with Echo, this new series that they're coming out with, and Echo was, you know, a character that they've, you know, kind of, sort of explored in the 90s going into the 2000s, but it wasn't that big a deal.
Well, Stan Lee... back in the 90s, warned them against this when they first started doing the Spider-Man movies.
But Stan Lee was the component of every one of the Marvel universes that they put out since then. So, granted, he may have warned them against it, but he's made a healthy profit on it.
Oh, he's made an absolute killing.
But I do feel sad when you look at everything because it's very...
It's very disheartening.
It's not disheartening in general, but
to like a true comic book fan that has followed these comics and these names.
It's a completely different universe.
Right.
But I tell you, it keeps Disney Plus afloat.
Well, yeah. No kidding.
Pay for it every month.
But see, I think the big thing that the actual comic book aficionados try to keep in mind is, all right, the comic books are still being produced. You've still got Thor, you've still got Iron Man, you've still got all of these Spider-Man, all of these comics still being produced by the best writers and the best artists, Mitch Ballard being one. And so, you know, if you don't like the way the movies are going, hey, it's real simple. It's the philosophy I have with everything. Don't watch them. If you don't like the way the Disney is doing things, don't watch it. Don't pay the money. If you don't like how things are going, write a letter to your editor and don't watch them. I mean, but the comic books are still going strong as well, which is another huge plus as far as I'm concerned, because there are a lot of comic book people out there that are like, oh, I don't watch that shit. It's bull. Okay, cool. And there are the comic books out there, and they keep producing, and they keep making them better and better.
Yeah, but I gotta watch it.
I know.
I gotta watch it.
And you were so mad about the snap.
I gotta watch it.
Oh.
My sister is getting ready to go watch the final in the Avengers. The
which one?
What's when he does the snap?
I don't know what you're referring to.
The movies. where Thanos does the
snap. I watched that.
I know, but before you guys went to see the movie, you were like, if he just snaps his fingers and everybody dies, I'm going to be so mad.
And then he did.
And then he did.
But then that's the Marvel Universe that's really pissing me off now, because now everything can be explained by
right.
a freaking snap. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, she was not fit to speak to for a week.
I was mad.
Oh, it was bad.
I'm still mad.
But then Iron Man, of course, cured everything with
because he's still dead.
And then he died.
He's still dead.
Proof that you have proof Iron Man had a heart. You have his heart.
Yeah. I have his heart in my room.
Yes. Aw, sweet.
Yes, he does.
But, you know, and going back really quick to you saying, you know, you have the best comic book writers that are in the business that are, you know, doing Marvel Comics.
Okay, we have the best comic book writers that are still in the business.
No, they're not that great.
I was going to say, they're copying everything from the 70s and 80s. It's not that exciting.
Well, there is nothing that is new anymore.
There has to be. Get your fucking imagination going. This is ridiculous.
So write a comic book.
It's just like all of these movies that come out that are rewrites from the 1970s and 80s.
Yeah, no kidding.
Come up with a genuine idea.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Exactly. Of course, I think my sister ought to be one of the Hollywood writers. She would be one of those that would break your heart.
Oh, they would
and
kill
you at the same time.
They would not be happy with me.
Well.
Yeah, but see, that's what would make the American public love you.
Nah, I'd hate them too, so.
Wow, right.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, is your favorite sci-fi movie still Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No.
Damn it.
It's always been Star Wars.
Well, I know that's the serious, but the goof-off, the
over
the top. Yes.
Yeah, that's just because the tomato ate my sister.
Right.
Yeah.
My sister went around for months singing, I'm really gonna miss her.
Tomato.
The tomato ate my sister.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do that as your ringtone.
Oh, that's an idea.
That's funny. But Star Wars is the ultimate sci-fi movie.
And it
series.
Is. It is. Absolutely.
Until Disney destroyed it.
Okay, we're not talking about the Star Wars series or the last...
She's
well, you should.
Though,
you'd get some fucking followers at that point.
My sister, icon of the truth, whether we like it or not.
Well, and that's kind of what we need, because there's a lot of people that are putting on blinders. They're like, no, it's
Jar Jar Binks is great!
Are you fucking kidding me?
I want to kill him.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't even need to be there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this. Even Baby Yoda was not worth the last.
No, I didn't even watch that.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't watch it. And I'm the biggest Star Wars fan you'll see.
Okay, my sister built the Death Star out of Legos.
Yes, I did. It's very exciting.
Oh, my God. It took you guys, what, 4 months?
No, it's like 3 months. Derek and I did it.
Yeah, like 3 months. Her and my nephew put it together.
While we're on the subject, I'd love to ask Neen, what was the best post-Return of the Jedi Star Wars that you've seen?
If you had to pick from 1, 2, 3, and 7, 8, 9.
Oh, I would definitely say... Oh, God, definitely. I would say The Hope, the first one, which is now the fourth one, but
right.
It was the first
right.
one.
Right, episode one.
Where Leia came into the picture. Oh, definitely that one.
Yeah.
But Return of the Jedi, absolutely, would be the second.
Jedi, for sure.
Oh, yeah. See, my absolute favorite has got to be Return of the Jedi. Yeah. That is my number one. What about you?
I like the surfering, the surfacing of all the characters, and that was
right.
the first one.
Right, yeah.
You know, in this post-era, the only one that I watched The Mandalorian, it was okay.
Yeah.
Eh. But Rogue One, for me, was pretty good.
I liked Rogue One.
Yeah.
And I liked the Han Solo one they did.
A lot of people were, like, mean on that, but now that a couple of years have gone by, people have cooled off, and it's starting to get a little more credit.
Now, this is kind of silly, but I have to tell you, okay, so three of my favorite Star Wars post-Disney is probably the Lego Star Wars little shorts that they do. I don't know if you've seen them. They're so freaking cute. Oh my God. So they did a Christmas one. They did a, oh my gosh, what was it? The they did a summer one, summer vacation. And they did one more that was absolutely, oh, Halloween. They did a Halloween one. So I have to tell you, the Lego Star Wars part post-Disney is probably really cute.
Okay, but you just like the Legos.
Love. I spent a fortune on Lego Star Wars.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's not just the Lego Star Wars. You know, the, but it's not big.
Oh, no, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
Oh, yeah.
But no, the whole, now again, if you look at Legos pre-Disney.
Agreed.
Post-Disney. There is a fortune to be had if you have a set of Legos that's unopened, that's pre-Disney. Post-Disney, they're worthless.
Right.
Interesting.
Oh, totally. Look it up. They're the Disney sets, because they over-commercialize everything. Once they got a hold of Star Wars, anything that you have that is Star Wars related, that is pre-Disney, is worth a fortune. Post-Disney is worth crap. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I was doing some Christmas shopping, and I was at, like, a TJ Maxx. I was at a Marshall's, and both of them had Star Wars Lego stuff, like, for a song.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, they really did great back in the day before the Disney merger. They did some killer stuff.
Oh, yeah. But what really breaks my heart, Janine, do you remember all of the original?
I have some. I have them.
From our childhood.
Yes, I have.
The ones that we marked on with permanent markers.
Hasbro. I went and bought a ton off of eBay from Hasbro. I have I have like 50 characters in my drawer back there.
Okay, bonus. But these are not the ones that we had as children.
Well, no, because those would be worthless.
Right, because we drew on them with markers and we cut their hands off.
I went in onto eBay right after Disney bought Star Wars, and I bought a shit ton of
good for
Disney
you.
Hasbro
and this is why
70s.
She's the older sister, because she thinks about stuff like this.
Yeah, I bought a ton of them. I have about 150 characters back there.
Oh my God.
And some of them are worth, I mean, they're not crazy, but between $75 and $300 per.
Well, you don't have the Wookiee with the ammo belt, right?
I do have the Wookiee, but he's missing his ammo belt.
Ah, darn it.
And I have Leia, but I'm missing a part of the Leia. But anyway, I have a ton of that.
Oh, wow.
But post-Disney, that crap's not worth anything.
Right, right.
Because once Disney took over, they over-commercialized everything.
And overproduced everything.
Welcome to Disney. That's what happens. But that's okay, because they're also expanding the line to people who may or may not have loved Star Wars at the time. So if you look at it, I mean, thank God they're doing it, because they're really expanding the brand and making my shit a lot more valuable. So.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Going on eBay and flipping it. I don't know. I would keep it. I've got a problem with, a lot of, I'm a collector. And like, why don't you just sell that stuff? I'm like,
Not yet.
Well, and honestly, you can't get the money out of it that you really want anyway.
Say
hi, Mommy. Say hi.
Okay, Mommy just joined us. Everybody say hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy. It's a party at the Hadleys.
Hey, baby. We are having a party at the Hadleys. We started talking about Jeremy Renner. Now we're talking about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Return of the Jedi.
Oh, good job.
Perfect.
Except for me. I'm still the hope. I'm still the first one.
Oh, see, I like the first one the best. But yeah. I have to say the third one just kind of weirded me out.
Well, it's the whole Darth Vader sensitive side.
Yeah, it's the whole, I'm your father, that's your sister. I kissed my sister? What?
With the deer on her head.
Oh, you want my deer?
I love you, dear.
Okay, she sounded like an Ewok.
There you go.
My mother has turned into an Ewok. Somebody help me.
With a deer on my head.
It's a Rudolph.
With a Rudolph on my head.
And she does love the Ewoks.
And yes. I do love the Ewoks.
Yes, we have to love Wicket.
I named my little doggy Wicket.
Yes, she did.
Because he looks like a Wicket.
Yeah, she had a black and white Shih Tzu she named Wicket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wicket Warwick, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a
That's
baby.
Cool. Actually, that's cool points right away.
Oh, so yeah. When are we having a podcast on Star Wars?
Actually, that's an idea. You want to do that next week?
Well, you know, first of all, we can bridge Johnny and Tom by just exploring, you know, the Lego stuff.
Okay, we've already done that.
Oh, Legos is really good. Honestly,
we need to do a Lego show, too.
I love Legos.
She loves Legos.
I buy shit off of Legos like you would not believe. I have like 30 sets in my garage.
That's amazing.
I bought several. When Toys R Us are going out of business, I bought a ton of Lego sets that were discontinued. Oh, yeah. I'm super.
Actually, holy shit. That's, because I'm remembering when they went out of business and everything had to go.
It did.
Oh, right.
It was like 40% off, and I was like, Googling on my phone the sets that were no longer in production. I'm like, oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah.
That's just smart. That's super smart.
Yeah, and they've not been opened yet, but I totally want to open them because I want to play.
Okay,
Oh my God.
Carrie, if you go after my sister, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Oh, no. Come on, Carrie, come on down. I know where. Come on. We got Legos. Come on down.
We got Legos.
Dude, if we get... Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Well, do you open them or not?
I do not open the discontinued sets I don't open, but I do buy a lot of new sets that I do open. Especially if they're Disney, I open them because they're not worth crap, so...
Yeah, and you can play with them.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. What fun is if you can't play with it?
Flower shop.
Oh, yeah, we bought Mama Flower Shop. That work with Legos, so we're gonna put that together.
I have not opened it yet.
Oh, cool! I've seen those.
Oh yeah, yep. It's not a Death Star, but
she's teaching me Legos.
Yes.
Can she see Legos?
She can see Legos.
I can't see.
And
Legos.
Actually, she can feel Legos. She feels the Legos and she puts them together. It's actually really good for hand and eye coordination.
Bonus.
My brother had a stroke and he puts together Legos. That being said, they bought him a few Lego sets that were, they were like miniature versions. There was one, it was the Millennium Falcon, but it's like a mini version. It's so Han Solo and Chewbacca are gigantic in the tiny cockpit.
I love it.
But yeah, Eric does a lot with the Legos, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it does, like, they have told him, you know, they are good for, you know, spatial recognition.
Mm-hmm. Eric, two years ago, was having trouble expressing himself with more than one or two words. He is now up to how many words, baby?
Oh, it's certainly up to, like, 80 to 90.
And I almost cried last year. He actually got up out of his wheelchair and walked into Carrie's house.
Sweet.
Yeah. He ended up coming in third place in our fantasy football.
Did he really? Third place?
He did not take first place, however.
Pardon me, I'm going to go kill my family members. Hang on one second.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why I love this man. Okay, go ahead.
What don't you need?
With my slow days.
It's outside! Janine, it's outside.
I don't care. Do you give her a breather or not?
Don't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's some George Bush military era shit.
No, this is my family bullshit.
I'm a mommy. What are you talking about? I'm a mommy. I'll beat the shit out of my one, too. I brought her into this world and I can take her out.
Trump, the White House Lego set.
Huh? Oh, he says he needs to get Janine a Trump White House Lego set.
Oh, God, yes.
They should be burned down.
Yes!
Oh, yeah,
I got her a Trump troll doll for Christmas about 4 years ago.
That's mean.
It was right accurate.
Now, and it's right now at the bottom of the...
Actually, no, she gave it to the dogs and they ate it.
I do actually play with that every now and then. And honestly, send me a Trump White House. We can burn that bitch like we do everything else. We're from Palm Beach, baby. We can burn that shit just like everything else. Okay. Ain't nobody in Palm Beach likes him anyway. That's all right. Poor guy's got resilience. You can't blame him for that.
Well, no, the devil doesn't want him.
What? The devil's dying to get him, and so is heaven.
No, the devil doesn't want him. He's like, no, bitch, you won't try to take the fuck over. Get the hell out.
Oh, no.
The devil's afraid to take over.
Oh, somebody's got to want him.
No, that's me.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, right. That's me.
Okay.
Mom said heaven doesn't want him and the devil's afraid he'll take over. I said, no, that's me.
The sad thing is, Biden's the same way. Nobody wants him either.
I know.
Well, that's just because I don't want to have to bury his ass when he dies.
I don't care about either one of them.
I'll get his fortune.
Oh, they nobody. Oh, they got a lot of money, yeah, both of them.
I know, lots of money.
Independent. Vote independent this year. Do it. Do it, do it, do it. Independent. I don't care who it is. Independent.
Who do we have on the independent?
Kennedy.
That's all you gotta know. Kennedy.
We need another Kennedy.
versus the alternative. There you go. Not that this is political, but yeah, we're just sitting here going, okay, I'm either not gonna vote or it's gonna be for a third party.
Right. Cause I'm sorry, I'm usually Democrat, but Biden.
I'm quite independent. I'm independent.
I'm a Republican, but I will vote for either one.
I'm quite independent, but I can't vote for either one. No, I will not vote if that's the case.
Mm-mm.
Somebody asked me the other day, I got a survey. They're like, will you vote for this? Nope.
No.
Will you vote for this? Nope. Fuck you. Both of your asses need to be.
Hey, totally. The last two elections, I wrote in my sister's name for president. So.
Yeah. They wouldn't appreciate that very much either.
I was waiting to see how many other people were going to do the same thing. Because you know Nikki did, Nicole did, you know that Chris did, you know that...
I should have won. I could have been fucking president.
You could have been fucking president.
Good God. Can you imagine? They would all be shitting their pants. They'd be like, who's this bitch?
No.
The scene that I see with Janine as president... is the scene in Kill Bill.
I was going to say, it's kind of like a chick Donald Trump.
It's the scene in Kill Bill
where
she cuts off the dude's head and is like, do I have any other fucking questions?
Yes.
I can do. That's kind of like my social strategy meetings.
Oh, hell yeah. My sister would be an amazing president. You don't like gays? Get the fuck out. You don't like what? You don't like choice? Get the fuck out.
You know, we can actually get those t-shirts made individually for $16 a piece on TeePublic.
Oh, we have to come up with the front design for our t-shirts because the back design is already set.
Yeah, okay.
What are you, a monster?
No, it says podcast naked.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and I have your Christmas gift, too. It goes back to podcast naked.
Okay. The naked podcast.
I would recommend wearing it around the house only.
Well, yeah. You've seen those armbands that you put on to have your that hold your phone and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm getting you one that says podcast naked.
Yes. Yes, this is a fine gift.
Well, you remember last week, you said you had to put your clothes on. I said, why? Podcast naked. You said, well, I won't have any place to put my phone. Well, now you do.
I was there during the origin of podcast naked.
Well, now you will.
Yeah.
All right, and we have degenerated badly, and we're only half an hour into the show.
So, yeah, Jeremy Renner.
So, let's get back to the original purpose of the podcast.
Which is
Jeremy Renner.
Do you have a Hawkeye Lego? Certainly, right?
I'm sure she does. She stepped out. So,
okay.
But yeah, I'm sure she does. However, I loved the Hawkeye series. I think it's episode 2 where the firefighter gets a hold of the Hawkeye costume.
Yeah.
And they have to go get it from him, and he's in the middle of a cosplay deal.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, let me beat you in the ring, and I'll give you the costume back. And he's like,
here we go again.
Okay.
That's a good
impression. And he does. He fights the guy with plastic swords and lets him beat him and gets the Hawkeye costume back. But see, I also love the series because it does not minimize the young girl's fascination with the art of archery.
What?
And it actually promotes learning new skills and things like that. And I really thought that was pretty cool.
I agree.
The original series where the young girl learns archery from Hawkeye.
Are we talking about Hummingbird?
Hawkeye!
Oh, shit.
Hummingbird was the...
Well, she learned archery not to die, so...
Well, that was Mockingbird. Yeah, Mockingbird. Oh, I loved it when she shot the arrow through the damn pig's eye. That was awesome.
I liked it when she shot the guy.
I thought she should have shot the guy to begin with. Instead, she hits a fucking pig.
Well, no, it took three episodes or three series.
Three fucking movies.
Yeah, to shoot Donald Sutherland.
But yeah, he deserved it. He was such a pig.
Well, he didn't end up dying, actually.
I know, but that was sad.
Well, no, he deserved to die, but...
Well, that's what I was saying. He should have died.
But most of those people deserve to die.
Well, yeah. No kidding, right? Taking an 11-year-old kid and fucking putting him in a contest for life.
Yeah, welcome.
That shit.
Hey, welcome to the Bronx.
Wow. Rick Hell's Kitchen and shit. I always liked, and we've talked about it before, it seems there's two different power levels when it comes to the MCU, and they make it work, but you've got your, like, gods, you know, the Hulk and Thor and Iron Man, and they're slinging Dragon Ball Z kind of shit all over the place. And you've got, like, Black Widow, and they did it in Winter Soldier, for example. You know, Bucky, they're at that level where these guys can get erased. If you throw a fireball at them, it will absolutely incinerate them.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that I really like that they did a Hawkeye series. And Jeremy Renner was a representative of that power level that I really, really like, and I don't know if you could have gotten a better actor to do that.
I know, he was absolutely perfect for it.
Absolutely.
And his, you know, Hawkeye really did stay in the shadows most of the time. I mean, where is he at? He's in his roost.
Oh no, he did get turned. Let's be honest. He was turned. He was a bad guy for a little while.
For quite a while, yeah.
And that was very sexy too. I liked
it. Oh, no kidding, right?
Costume.
Ugh. Jeremy Renner is just sexy as fuck.
That was Tom Hiddleston's fault, so... Just,
well, yeah, but that's still sexy as fuck.
Nobody would argue with the sexiness, I think, of Renner.
Oh, no, I've had plenty of people tell me, oh, Jeremy Renner's gross. I'm like, nah, dude, you need to look again.
Gross, not so much. No, not gross.
No, that
not means... Chris Hemsworth.
Okay,
kind of
now he is about. Not like drop dead movie poster gorgeous, but he is fucking sexy.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, no, I agree.
I remember Jen saying that, you know, she would love to just, you know, instead of like fawning over him sexually or whatever, she's like, I just want to just touch him and examine him for like an hour.
Yeah, because he's fucking built. And he's like this god-looking thing. And she'd be like,
guys don't usually look like that.
Yeah, men don't normally look like that, no.
I'm thinking that really gods probably don't look like that either.
You're probably right. Yeah, I'm imagining most gods are probably twinks.
Yeah, biblically accurate gods.
Of course,
little gray men with spacesuits and shit.
But the thing about it is, if you look at the Bible version of gods, they aren't all twinks.
If you look at the Bible version, anything goes. I mean, really? That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Agreed.
That 3,000-year-old translation is going to mm-hmm. define my life today. I don't think so.
No, certainly not.
And that's why I love this woman.
I think aliens have more to do with our gods today than the gods themselves.
Right. I mean, the Bible, the Quran, the every other mythical, you know, book, it's all a bunch of stories. It's all a bunch of legends.
No, it's all very relative to their day. To their day. To that day. It's not necessarily, if you look and you think about the way the dinosaurs had to look, you know, to people who didn't know what dinosaurs were. Dragons. And you really have to put things into perspective, which we don't do a good job of.
Right.
As a society.
No, we really don't. We tend to take whatever we think we see and turn it into whatever we want it to be.
Not only that, we look at religion or we look at the things that have been passed down for centuries and say, oh my God, that's the way it was. It's the way they foresaw it. That's the way they saw it. That's not the way things work.
That's the way they wanted them to be.
Well, that's the way they saw them.
Well, and, you know, a lot of it was created because it was a control mechanism.
Absolutely. Religion is a control mechanism.
Yeah. And we're actually still.
Amen. Oh, it's taking it, and it's happening slowly but surely. There are more and more people breaking away from your normal, quote-unquote, common religious beliefs and practices, and it is happening slowly.
But you
but
want people
it
to think,
is happening.
I want to see people think for themselves.
But
say,
that's the exact antithesis of religion.
But that's
and
that won't happen.
You know, it. But there are
religion,
people.
But religion is based on revenues, and they will do anything. Religion will do anything it takes to keep people in fear. Because fear controls your pocketbook.
And what is the top grossing commercial business in the world?
The church.
In 2023. The Catholic Church.
The church. The church. And it always will be.
Yeah.
It always will be.
This church, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, is the top grossing business in the world and has been for the last 100 years.
And let's calculate the lives lost to the Catholic Church.
Thank you.
Or to the religions in general. Even if you calculate just the religious losses that we have, it's ridiculous.
It's
and
insane.
It's based off of completely inaccurate information.
Okay, so Janine, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How many witches died in the Salem witch trials in 1776 here in the United States in Massachusetts?
I do not have the exact count, but I would have to say it has to be at least 700.
Absolutely not. The exact number of witches that died in 1776
well,
is
zero.
Zero.
Exactly. The people who complain. You're right about that, but it is the sense of...
Yeah, but so many people died. So many people lost their lives.
But forget about just what happened here.
Yeah.
Because it happened all
the
over the world.
Oh, the Crusades in England.
But no, witch trials in general didn't just happen in America.
Oh, no,
it
they
happened
everywhere.
And if you calculate the losses that we had on top of the calculation of the entire... world, it was huge.
Oh yeah,
and
the Holocaust and got shit
no,
on burning
no,
witches.
No, I have to say the Holocaust probably.
Actually, it's comparable. The number of people burned.
I put money on the Holocaust.
I can actually look it up.
Look it up because I'd say the Holocaust was definitely because that was in the millions.
So are the number of people put to death for?
But you're not going to have
the
data for that.
All right.
Because,
let's see.
But the Holocaust was a very defined period.
Yeah.
But the Holocaust was, I don't want to say was different because that was based on religion versus ancient people just being scared. But the Holocaust was based off of people who should know better.
Right.
And you look at the witch trials and all of that, that was based off of people who were scared and they didn't know what was going on. It was the 1700s, 1800s, whatever. But the Holocaust, that was the 1900s. People knew better. That was purely based on hate.
It was. And that's the absolute sad thing about the Holocaust is it was truly hate-driven. It wasn't driven by fear.
No.
It wasn't driven by...
The witch trials were driven off of fear.
Yes.
So you don't want to say you get that because you never will.
No.
But...
No,
it's based on fear.
Fear is a natural response to things you don't understand.
But the Holocaust was based off of hate.
But the Holocaust was straight, pure out hate.
Right, because you can't do that to an entire race and not have some sort of conscience. It's dreadful. And it's sad. And it's happening today. Not necessarily in those...
Right. But it's not in the same ways.
Well, the volume is what I was thinking.
Right.
But it's still very sad that, you know, people from Palestine can't feel safe. People from Israel can't feel safe. There are certain religions that can't feel safe.
Well, and there are certain people right here in our own country that can't feel safe. And that's one of the things I'm trying to expand with the different podcasts we do. We're going to have an adult entertainment star.
Mm-hmm.
She does adult films. She's going to be on our show. I've got a transgender friend who is...
you should definitely focus on Florida because they're fucking nuts.
No kidding, right?
Oh, sorry. Can you delete me?
No. Because
you know in Florida they made that illegal.
Yeah, I know. That's where the women got arrested on the golf course for kissing and they were married.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Well, it just the whole... Florida's gone totally bonkers. There's no idea of, okay, let's just get along. No, Florida, we just want to start a fight with somebody.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I have a transgender child. I have a gay child married to another woman. I have a bisexual child. I live in fear of these kids. Every day of my life, I'm afraid what's going to happen to them because there are such things in this world right now as the transpanic debate. There are only 10 states in the United States right now that are safe for these kids. Only 10.
And it's getting worse every day.
And it's getting worse every fucking day. So, yeah, I'm trying to increase the amount of actual, you know, content we have and decreasing the amount of fluff.
Well, it is completely a matter of propaganda for the politicians.
Thank you.
If we could take away the power of the politicians, which is what we should be doing as an American public to start with, they don't deserve the power that they have, and we allow them to do it. The American people are sitting here saying, that's okay for you to do this. And that's where, if we don't stop this shit, it's going to get worse.
Agreed.
Well, I think it's too late, so, which is unfortunate.
The problem is it probably is too late, but the Second Amendment not only gives us the right to bear arms, it gives us the duty to bear arms against an unjust government.
But what you're doing is feeding into the Second Amendment for people who feel opposite of you. It's not a solution.
No, it's not.
Nor will it ever be. It truly is. It's a combative situation.
However, there are, I wish. Two of the three kids that I worry about don't believe in guns. And that bothers me because I wish they were packing 24/7.
But you know what? It's not the solution that it seems to be.
However, it might be the solution to them not letting someone else in their lives.
But it might also be the solution of them ending up in a position where they're regretting their entire existence because they ended up taking a life that they didn't want to take. It's not the solution. The solution is for the American, because most of America, if you look at it, most of America feels the way we do. There are right and wrongs.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of cows.
No. There are, but there is not a... If most of America would stand up and say, okay, this is worth fighting for. Most of us sit here and go, okay, they're playing us against each other. We know this.
Yes, we know this. We do.
But we don't have enough amongst all of us to say, how do we fight this? How do we combat it?
And that's the biggest problem we have.
But if we could figure that out, that would be the solution. Because I can guarantee you, if you put, let's say, 5,000 Democrats, Republicans, Independents in a room, we would all have much more in common than the media wants to portray it. And that's the downfall of our society, is that we're allowing the media to influence the way we're thinking.
Well, and the money. And you put those 5,000
The sad thing is Janine.
Lobbyists and people like that are going to step in. Then all of a sudden you'll find out in the next week a lot of votes have changed.
Right. So you get rid of, and I've been saying for 30 years that the lobbyists should be banned, because I get their jobs. And there are some that lobby for the good causes, but most of them lobby for
money.
Yeah.
Well, it's all for money. Let's be honest. It's all for money.
Yeah.
But the lobbyists and term limits, if we could institute term limits, but you know what? Term limits will never come on the ballot. You want to know why? Because
they control the ballots.
Right.
Yeah, they're voting on it.
But you know what? If the American public would stand up and say we've had enough and force it, we would do it. But we don't.
Well, that's really great, but...
Because
really
there are too many people that are too scared to take that first
step. Not scared.
No,
busy.
They're too preoccupied with what Nicki Minaj is doing on Twitter.
Yeah.
No kidding, right?
That's the problem.
They're too busy.
We're completely distracted and we like it. This is much more... Nicki Minaj...
Look at the data around TikTok.
Kid Cudi is much more interesting than us talking about...
I know more about TikTok than what's going on in the world today.
Let's look at TikTok, for example. How TikTok has been banned. You've got all of these issues against TikTok. I'm sorry, Facebook gathers more information than TikTok. Granted, TikTok sends it to the Chinese government. We know this. But all these other social media channels we have gather just as much information. And you can't tell me they're any more or less dangerous than, say, the Chinese military.
Right.
But that being said, like 90% of the people in the world are like, well, I do prefer Facebook more, so I'm going
to
use that.
I used to, but I can tell you I'll spend hours on TikTok just enjoying the doggy videos. But it's really funny, though. Because that's the problem with what we have. I have friends that are very, very, very anti-government, anti all of this organization, but they will spend hours on TikTok. And you ask them, they're like,
it's just fun.
Yeah. But, you know, it's crazy.
My stepdad talks about Big Brother and da-da-da-da-da, and he posts on Facebook from his phone every day, every other day.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. People just aren't connected to reality.
And I really think that's why, I mean, I'm not being a pessimist, but I do think that we are past, you know, I'm kind of a transhumanist, you know, and us interacting with the internet and technology, I think, is very natural for us, and we're now hitting that stride since the 80s.
But see, the problem with it is, all right, in the 80s, we went outside to play. If we wanted to play with our friends, we went to their house or they came to ours. And
we
played.
That life lasted 7 years, and there's no going back to that.
Right, but yeah. there's none of that connection anymore. I talked to my granddaughter. All right, my granddaughter is almost 5.
God, you're old.
Yes, I know. Shut up. So one of her friends that went to daycare with her and went to her gymnastics class, all of a sudden...
I'm going to Google something.
...quit showing up. No idea why. She just wasn't there anymore at daycare. She wasn't there anymore at gymnastics. And Darla was just like, oh, well, she's just not there. No big deal. I got more friends. I got people I'm talking to over the internet. I got friends. We're sharing videos, you know. This is a four-year-old. Not a big deal to her. When I was four...
I'm trying to figure out what the big deal is today.
When I was four, if somebody disappeared from my life just that quick, I wanted to know why.
Oh,
and
my God, you're way too sensitive.
Apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, she just went on vacation.
But, you know, it's like that when you're 4. It's like that when you're 14. It's like that when you're 24.
No, not
really.
You
know, you just disappear and nobody cares.
So I'm Googling a movie and I'm trying to find it because this is the exact way I think we're all going to die.
Uh-oh.
It was a movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Which one?
I'm trying to find it, but it was based on...
Is it The Happening?
Yes! The Happening! My God, that is the way we're all going to die because nature will eventually take over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to kill all of us.
Oh, Mother Nature is going to get pissed and wipe us all off the planet.
Did you see that movie?
Not yet.
That was a fucking fantastic movie.
All right, you got to add that.
Did you see it? Did you see it? Little dude on the other end of the box.
Carrie?
Yeah, I saw it.
That was really good.
Little dude on the other end of the box.
I'm not a Lego.
Legos.
I love a Carrie Legos.
Legos are great, dude.
Little dude in the phone.
That was a great movie. That was a scary movie. It terrified me. And it still terrifies me because that is exactly how we're going to die.
What?
She says that's how we're going to die.
The Happening. That's how we're going to die.
Of geology, and he's like, you know, and we had gotten into debates about like climate change, and everybody's, you know, on the fence about it or whatever, just stupid shit. And he was like, you know what all of you guys are saying doesn't matter. He's like, you know, I know Earth studies. He's like, we can get out of hand all we want. He's like, and then there may come a time where like a little hiccup comes. And Mother Earth will shrug us off our shoulders. Like,
and Mother Earth is going to recuperate from all of our bullshit. She always will.
Like, just like a cold. He's like, and you know, we may die, but take solace in knowing that the Earth will continue.
Absolutely. You know, people say, save the Earth, save the Earth. You don't want to save the Earth, honey. You want to save humanity. Yeah. We are not worth saving. Let it go.
The Earth is going to save itself.
Absolutely.
Welcome to climate change. Climate change is the Earth going to save itself. It's going to extinguish all of our life, but you know what? It's okay.
All right, guys.
Going to get a fever.
We are at 58 minutes, so I'm going to have to say thank you. And Jeremy Renner, God bless you, honey.
Hopefully you keep getting better.
Yep.
If you want to redo another house, Jeremy, come down. I got a house you can do.
Well,
there you go.
She's got the house and the wife that you can do.
Oh. No, I'm kind of married, so it's okay.
Well, I'm not, so.
No. There you go. Love you, Jeremy.
A little place to kind of chill out in Florida.
Honey, I've got a little place for you to chill out in Florida.
Oh, no. She's just going to make you anxious. Come on down. We'll relax you here.
Oh, honey, I would relax him so well.
No, that's nothing sexual. I'm just saying the pool and the hot tub. Oh, by the way, the hot tub's going.
We got to go to the hot tub. Guys, we got to go. We got a hot tub.
We got a hot tub.
All right, guys. Get in touch with this. Go to depheadsandhiddlestunners@yahoo.com. Sorry.
Carrie, how do you get a word in edgewise? I'm just saying.
He doesn't.
You poor dude. I'm just saying.
We also have the blog, which is Depheads.
Okay, I'm going to go get in my soup. Bye.
depheadshiddlestunners.com. We have the phone number, which is 772-985-0063. That connects directly to our dedicated line. Give us a call. And then we have Carrie's information, which is?
So, yeah, God damn it. PlayStation Network. still hitting it hard. You can find me at Traveler2300, two L's, no spaces, 2300. And you can also get in touch with me on Hotmail by Mako, M-A-K-O, 3303, no spaces, at hotmail.com.
All right, guys. We love you. We miss you. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace and love.
Love and peace, babies.
Bye.
Bye.